This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1346, How to Use Your Gaming Skills for Fitness Success, by Roger Lawson of RogelawFitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. For a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Use Your Gaming Skills for Fitness Success, by Roger Lawson of RogelawFitness.com. You're in an enviable position, like Liam Neeson in Taken, aka the greatest film of all time. You have a particular set of skills that make you a force to be reckoned with. You're a gamer, and it's time the world hears you roar. Life is the ultimate role-playing game. Sure, there might not be a dragon, and you might not be able to effortlessly deliver 9,999 points of damage to your enemies yet, but much like Cloud, Samus, Master Chief, and Lara Croft, you're the hero of your own story. Every day that you wake up is a new chance to use the lessons learned from your experiences to create the future that you desire. Now here's the kicker. No one can do this for you. No one can tackle the necessary work required to change your world for the better. Frightening? Maybe. Exciting? You can bet your sweet hit points that it is. As a gamer, you innately understand this. Regardless of the game you play, you're thrust into the role of the hero, shoes that only you can fill. The princess or prince is in another castle, and you're their only hope. This subtle mindset shift from victim to hero is what allows gamers to excel at anything we set our minds to, with fitness being custom made for our particularly awesome skill set. Enjoy the grind, especially when it takes longer to level up and more challenging to accumulate valuable experience points. When skills become harder to acquire and progress all but grinds to a depressingly screeching halt. Welcome to the grind. Everyone who has done anything worth doing has come face to face with it, but luckily, you're more familiar than anyone else with this part of the game, and it's high time you use this to your advantage. Lifting and nutrition is a battle of attrition, wearing down bad habits, uninspired moments, and fighting the natural human urge to look for the path of least resistance. Hello, McDonald's drive-thru. Is there anything I can say with absolute confidence after working with hundreds of clients? It's this. There is no magic bullet. These things take time, and those who are most successful find a way to enjoy this necessary part of the journey. It's like staring down a long corridor with a giant boss glaring at you dubiously from across the room. The hallway has many doorways, all containing something useful, all serving only as a distraction from your main quest. No matter what you do, the only way forward is to do the work to defeat the boss, the latest fad diet, or the newest workout that promises to adorn you with muscle and cut slabs of fat off like thick sliced bacon in record time. Hopping from one program or diet to the next in search of the secret that will fast track your results is just another way of trying to circumvent the grind. This is where dreams go to die. This is where many people spin their wheels for months or years on end, not moving any closer to their goal than when they started. But what about gamers? Not a chance. You know the meaning of hard work and sacrifice, viewing the grind as a necessary part of the path towards completing your quest. You know how to keep your goal the goal. Find what works and milk it for all it's worth before exploring other options. With this firmly entrenched in your brain, it becomes not a matter of if you'll reach your destination, but when. Progress, rewards, and the pursuit of awesomeness. Let's talk about loot, gear, rewards, and treasure. If you think this whole health and fitness thing has to be head down, powering through difficulty after difficulty until the end of time sort of deal, I invite you to consider another perspective. As someone who once believed such dogma, this couldn't be further from the truth, and buying into it can actually make it even more challenging to accomplish great deeds. Games have a fantastic reward system built into them that we can apply to our own pursuit of happiness. Complete a quest, get a new item. Perform a certain task, unlock a new area of the world. All of these are ways of keeping us motivated and moving forward, focusing our eyes on the proverbial prize and feeling great for doing so. We play games for the enjoyment that they bring, so why not treat our lives the same way? Nobody said that this had to suck. Identify an area where you're struggling and build a quest and reward system around it. You can even draw your own avatar if you're feeling particularly sassy. If you're struggling with getting to the gym, set a weekly or monthly goal for the number of sessions you want to make. Each time you go to the gym, give yourself a certain number of experience points, and once you've had enough to level up, reward yourself. The same goes for nutrition. Do you usually order fries when you go out to dinner, but this week you subbed them out for veggies a few times? Bam, that's a win. Treat yourself for new personal records, consistency streaks, and pretty much everything that you can. The key to success is pushing yourself consistently in small doses that make you slightly uncomfortable. As you get more wins beneath your belt, your confidence in your ability to overcome anything that comes your way grows. Keep this mantra in mind. As you can do better, do better. Growth and progress happens in small spurts. Of course, it would be daunting as a level 1 newbie to step into a level 99 dungeon, but it becomes less so after you work your way up to that point. Every once in a while, you'll have the opportunity to do something very difficult that will level you up in a big, bad way. Take these chances whenever you can. Fail forward. Dying sucks. For some, seeing the dreaded game over screen after several hours of work is enough to make you want to throw yourself on the floor and flop around like a fish that's having a seizure. But first, calm down, playa. Dying means you took a risk. Falling means that you went for it, but didn't quite make the mark, and that's perfectly fine. The great thing about failing in a game, much like real life, is that you always get a second chance. Mistakes aren't permanent. Using the knowledge gained from your setback, you can jump into the fray and try again, stronger and wiser from your defeat. If you fall off your diet, identify what happened. Was it stress-related, poor planning, or just one of those days? And confidently hop back on, knowing that when the scenario presents itself again, you'll be prepared. Get your hack on. Like Neo dodging bullets in the Matrix or learning Kung Fu in 5 seconds, a hack is a way of manipulating your environment to serve your needs by looking for opportunities to make any difficult task less challenging and thus easier to comply with, increasing your chances of long-term success. If devices like the Game Genie and Game Shark exist for consoles, then why not apply the same principles to get your sexy on and take control of your health? If you're constantly running into a wall with your diet because of poor food planning, one hack could be choosing 2 days a week where you prep the majority of your food for the week so that you eliminate this issue before it becomes a problem. Another even more awesome, albeit more costly way, would be to hire a company that prepares and delivers your meals right to your doorstep. Can't find the time to make it to the gym? Sit down, find out the reasons why, and set up a system that removes a particular barrier from the equation. If you're always sleeping through your alarm, set 5 of them at different intervals. If you forget to take your gym clothes to work, keep a spare pair in the trunk of your car and in a locker at the gym. Getting a grip on your health and manipulating how you look and feel through sheer force of will and your own efforts is about as life-changing and magical as you can get without a wizard's wand or griffin. You only live once, and when your world is in peril, failure isn't an option. Suit up and get ready for battle, hero. You just listened to the post titled, How to Use Your Gaming Skills for Fitness Success by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. There are psychologists and behaviorists who would completely agree with what Roger just said. I was playing a gaming app on my phone. Yes, I'm human and do play games on my phone. And I realized that with every correct move I made, the game would send me a little reward. Either it was like a flash of these fake coins that aren't real money, or the game telling me I did terrific or spectacular or really great. Either way, every time I did something good or did something well, it would reward me. And I was thinking, wow, no wonder these things are so addictive. That's just one component of it, of course, but they're finding ways to reward us as often as possible. And so I love Roger's approach that, well, why not set up life that way, where we set it up so that we keep going back to want to do more exercise or want to eat better, and maybe through small, tiny rewards, just like the games have been doing to us for so many years. And if we can apply these to real life, the rewards aren't hypothetical, like, again, these fake coins I keep collecting in my app that really can't be turned into real money. But instead, in real life, when we stay consistent and give ourselves these little rewards, well, now we're on the path to repeating behaviors that lead to real rewards, like a longer, healthier life, or a reward like feeling our best, or like being around to see our grandkids grow up and being able to physically play with them. To me, those are real wins. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.